I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Wednesday morning, the 20th of March, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Bucket, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verse 9. Surely the Lord God will help me. Who is he who will condemn me? There is no more condemnation, my dear friend, in you if Jesus Christ has forgiven you of all your sins. That is fantastic news. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, we all know it. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Wow, wonderful news. No more condemnation for you and I if we love Jesus Christ and we are walking in his ways. Remember, it's the devil who's the accuser. No one else. And he's very good at it. And he only accuses the Christians. He doesn't have to accuse those who already belong to him. But it is Jesus who has come to give us life abundantly. John chapter 10, verse 10. Many of us just need that reassurance, don't we? That our sins are forgiven, especially when we are growing closer and closer to home time. Not one of us listening to this program is without sin. Not one. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Jesus Christ is the only one, by the way, who is qualified to forgive us and to set us free. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When we ask him to forgive us, he pays the account in full. Paid, paid, paid. And then the better news is when he forgives, he forgets. Lord, remember what I did last week? No, I don't remember because I've forgiven you. Go and sin no more. How many times did he say that to people in the New Testament when he walked on the earth? Your sins are forgiven. Oh, folks, it's wonderful news. Now, don't forget that when he's forgiven you of your sins, to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving us of our sins. You remember that old hymn? I'm going to try and sing it. I want you to sing along with me. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. This is how it goes. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, amazing grace, all day long. For Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. Well, there we have it. He's paid the debt that you and I could never pay. Go out today and tell somebody who's confused and sad that Jesus can pay all of your debts. All you have to do is to repent and believe him. Have a wonderful day. Jesus bless you and goodbye.